Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Charlie.
And Dan.
With your 8 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, ankle monitors are now being instilled upon children as young as 10 years old in Queensland after a new bill has passed. This bill will see children as young as 10 being fitted with ankle monitors while on bail, including first-time offenders. Ankle monitors provide 24/7 GPS tracking, causing rebuttal from the community. Natalie Lewis from the Queensland Family and Child Commission voiced her opinion on the matter, stating, "It violates children's rights. It ignores what science tells us about child development, and it contradicts everything we know about effective youth justice." Despite the backlash, the bill will still be put into play, with Gerber saying, "The devices have been found to reduce reoffending by 24%. In other local news, a rogue member of Parliament from Queensland, Nigel Dalton, urges colleagues to put on the full armour of God and speak against abortion, saying that he seeks to redeem himself in the eyes of God by crossing the floor in an attempt to overturn the Labour National Party's abortion debate gag order. He says he regrets his vote alongside the other MPs to place a gag order on any debate on the issue in 2024, which he put down to naivety and a lack of understanding on the motion. He crossed the floor on Tuesday to vote on the motion by Robbie Katter that would have allowed the bench to overturn the order, being the first government member to cross the floor in several terms. Several LNP MPs were quoted during the election campaign promising changes to the state's abortion laws, with numerous members of the Christopher Lee government voting against the bill legalizing abortion in 2018, and others have professed strong views against it.
And in national news, Dr. Felix Ho, the Northern Territory's 2026 Australian of the Year winner, has spoken about how volunteering and contributing to the community has defined him as a person. Whilst Dr. Ho works as a full-time doctor at the Royal Darwin Hospital, he dedicates his outside hours to volunteering at different places. In one area, he's a national youth officer for St. John Ambulance. In another, he's a medical officer in the RAAF, whilst mentoring Air Force cadets. He also discussed how an originally 3-month contracted paramedic in the Northern Territory led him to experience that challenges faced not only by medical events, but the connections with social disparity. It's because of the experience within the Northern Territory and working with Indigenous patients and their families, being privileged to learn about their customs, their ways, and their law, that I have become a better health professional so I can help others. And in more national news, the Liberal Party is expected to enter into a party room meeting at 9 a.m. this morning to decide the leader going forward. Angus Taylor and a handful of Liberal frontbenchers resigned last night as he looks to depose Susan Lee for her position as leader of the party, with one saying she has to face reality. The first leadership spill of the decade comes following a news poll on Monday showing One Nation overtaking the LNP in popularity. And in international news, cocoa farmers in Ghana are facing starvation, homelessness, and business closures as thousands of their unsold beans have piled up. Ghana is the world's second largest producer of cocoa beans, but international markets are refusing to buy them as global demand has shrunk drastically, and prices are expected to halve over 2 years of around $4,000 per ton. Farmer Joseph Burma Doughty has experienced this firsthand for both him and his family. "It has affected my life so much that I cannot even describe it." A coalition of cocoa farmers in Ghana has offered to sell their stock for reduced costs, but are left financially damaged as companies still have not paid. "What they have already bought and not paid for, they should find a way to pay that immediately," Vice President of the Marketing Association, Theophilus Temekloe, announced.
For your weather today, Brisbane is struck with heavy rainfall amidst a continuation of the storms from yesterday. It's currently 23 degrees with an expected maximum of 25. There's no fire danger rating for today, and the UV index is 1, predicted to reach 13, which is in the extreme band.
That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. for more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.